You take it, we're good?
I'm going to confirm. Just
okay.
One second. Sure.
We're all set, Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Joe. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're back in session. I want to thank the public for hanging with us online and here in our presence as well. So the next thing on our agenda is a discussion of the pay schedule update. And we're going to ask our HR and risk management director, Ms. Courtney Ward, to lead us in that discussion. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Joe, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we sure can.
All righty. So the last time I came before you all, we talked about what an across-the-board salary adjustment for all Bertie County employees would look like. As a quick recap, we talked about what we could do to raise the minimum hiring salary for the lowest grade on our salary schedule. We were asked to take a deep dive into our benefits package to analyze how much we budget each year. We were also asked to present how implementing a step system would look. Now let's begin with the review of the benefits that Bertie County not only offers, but covers 100% on employees' behalf. So Bertie County covers 100% of premiums for employee only for dental, vision, and term life coverage. Along with those, Bertie County contributes $200 per year to all full-time employees' flexible spending accounts. And finally, Bertie County contributes 3% of each salary for all non-law enforcement officers' 401k retirement savings account with no match or contribution required on the employee's behalf. Now let's take a closer look at the value of each individual benefit. Dental coverage. On average, Americans spend roughly $250 solely on cleanings. If you add a minor dental work cost, such as standard fillings, that costs increase at least 200% depending on how much work needs to be done. With the coverage that the county provides, employees would have the cost for routine cleanings covered at 100% as well as minor work covered at 80%, such as fillings.
Is your microphone on?
Is Joe, can you hear me? Maybe it died.
No, we can hear you clearly.
Okay, wonderful.
Can you turn her mic up some?
She just saw force.
What's that?
He's saying he can't hear you.
Okay.
I'll have to come downstairs to do that. Give me one second.
It's all right. Let's just speak a little louder.
Okay. Okay. So for one employee, the county pays roughly $327 per year for dental coverage. However, the employee is saving that amount and more because not only do they not have to cover the cost for the premium, but routine care is covered at 100%. Moving this benefit will result in an additional $327 expense that employees would have to pay annually. Any questions on dental?
So how much do we pay per employee? Is that $27.25
per employee per month?
And that comes up to $327 per year. Okay.
That's the $327
per year. Okay. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Okay. Vision coverage. On average, Americans that require corrective lenses spend roughly $185 per year solely on exams. If you add in the cost to purchase a pair of glasses or an annual supply of contact lenses, this cost could increase another 200% depending on brand and specifications that they purchase. Oh, excuse me. With the coverage that the county provides, employees would only have to pay a $10 copay for the exam. They would receive a $130 allowance for frames after a $25 copay and a $25 copay on lenses. A total cost of $65 per term for glasses for the employee that use vision coverage annually. So for that one employee, the county pays roughly $71 per year, and that's about $636 a month. However, the employee is saving this amount and more because not only do they not have to pay the cost for the premium, but they only have to pay $65 per term for routine exam and a new set of glasses, which out of pocket total could be about $535 a year. Removing this benefit would result in a $71 additional expense annually for an employee. Any questions about this? Term life. Term life rates through our carrier, which at this time is MetLife, are 0.0194% times the employee's rounded salary, and that's rounded up. This policy is valued at one time the employee's annual salary up to $50,000, and simply put, whatever their salary is, that's the value of their policy, up to $50,000. According to a public statistics website, only 46% of Americans ranging from the ages of 25 to 44 own a life insurance policy. At this time, 100% of full-time Berkshire County employees own a life insurance policy. A prime example of the value of this benefit, a few years ago, we had an employee death. This employee's death occurred during a time where unemployment rates skyrocketed worldwide. Due to this benefit, we offered this individual as a full-time employee. The family was set to receive several thousands of dollars for the policy that the county paid for on the employee's behalf. Any questions on term life?
What's it, 70,000?
Several thousand.
Several.
Yes. Flexible spending account contribution. As we discussed a few slides ago, between annual out-of-pocket dental and vision costs, the employee would spend roughly $200. This accounts for a standard eye exam, two fillings, and a pair of glasses. The contribution that we make to the employee's FSA account could possibly reduce to that out-of-pocket cost to $0.00. This is money that they can apply to other household expenses. The FSA account can also be used for other medical-related expenses, such as prescriptions, medical bills, over-the-counter medicine purchases, vitamins, and so much more. These are expenses that majority of Americans have. Any questions on FSA?
How many employees do we have? I'm sorry, I should ask that in the beginning.
I think we budget for a little over 200, but right now our FTE is about 185 to 190. And that count does not include you all, because you all have certain benefits that full-time employees have as well. Okay, any more questions? 401k contributions. The county contributes 3% of each employee's salary to a 401k retirement savings account with no match or contribution on the employee's behalf required. A statistics website published that roughly half of private American employers match up to 6% of employee salaries, and the other half don't match at all. It was very difficult for me to find information on the number of employees that contribute with no match required, which suggests that this is a very rare commodity. As we all know, the greatest benefit to having a 401k is having money in the bank for retirement. But this is not the only benefit. Employees are able to access funds in their 401k while it is still growing. Employees have the ability to pull personal and home loans from the total value of their retirement savings account and can repay through payroll deduction, which eliminates the burden of having to, you know, put that on their bills list. It just gets taken out of their check before they even miss it. Removing this benefit from employees is a bit tricky, as there is a sort of all or nothing approach that applies to employer contribution. So what makes 401k benefit removal tricky is it's simply not something that employees can opt in or opt out of as far as what we currently do. Our options are implementing a mandatory match, which means that if we want to continue to provide our 3% contribution and make it an optional benefit, the employees that would like to continue to receive the 3% would have to match as well, which would reduce their annual salary by 3% because it's a requirement. Second option is to completely remove the 401k benefit for all non-law enforcement officers. We do have to contribute to law enforcement 401k per general statute, but everyone else, just completely take it away. And option three, let's just keep it the way it is.
Well, what's the total match? If you got 100, if you're figuring 200 employees, I'm sure he's got in the budget. Oh, and what the total dollar is.
That is right here. That's our next slide.
Let me ask one question, please.
Sure.
So I know we make the contribution. Mm-hmm. Are employees allowed to put any of their own personal funds into
yes.
this account? Is there a max or limit on that?
Yes, I want to say it is 20. It's between 24 and 28,000, or excuse me, 2,800 per month that they're allowed to contribute.
Do we have many employees who take advantage of that?
Small group that go max, right. Maybe like one or two, maybe three.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Go ahead.
Employer benefits costs. So looking at the total that the county spent on benefits for plan year 2021, we see the following. For dental, we paid $65,500. Vision, $14,000. Term life, $18,000. Flexible spending account contribution, $37,000, and 401k non-law enforcement, $217,400. Now, if you are a numbers person and you want to work all of this up, it's not going to balance out completely with our 185 to 90 because as we hire and let go, that number fluctuates. So total cost is roughly $350,000 annually for all of these benefits that we cover for our employees.
So the law enforcement officers, though, are in there where?
That's mandatory, but
I did not put that in there.
I get it. It's mandatory, but I'm saying we still have to pay it, correct?
Yes.
So shouldn't it?
I did not factor that in because this is all voluntary.
Because this is optional if we're going to get rid of it or not. I got
you. Sir. All right. Summary of cost savings. Now let's take a look at our summary of cost savings if you all are considering going forward with removing those benefits. In continuation with our discussion from last time, we will consider the same options that were presented then. For option one, the savings that the county would receive for removing all benefits would again be $350,000. Based on what we spent last year. The cost for raising the lowest hiring salary to $11 an hour would be $786,500. If we apply the benefit savings to this cost, we would be left with a $436,500 price tag, which is equivalent to a 3.12-cent tax increase. Now, of course, these numbers are not absolute, they're rough estimates. For the $12 an hour option, leftover cost would be $777,500, which would be a 5.55-cent tax increase. And finally, for our $15 an hour option, leftover cost would be $2,250,000, which would be a 16.7-cent increase. Any questions?
Well, we don't want to take away the county employees' benefits. You know, that's out of the question.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because people need their benefits. Employees need benefits. A lot of people work just for benefits. And just like they are, especially ones at the low end. You know, so do you have any other options?
Oh, yes, sir. I absolutely do. Yes, yeah. I just yeah. was giving you your space yeah. to speak.
I'm just saying, you know,
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes. So, on another hand, we were asked how implementing a step system could or would affect salaries for employees. Before we look at the numbers, I would like to present what a rollout would look like. Similar to the last presentation, there is a step system that we would need to follow to address compression, adjust for cost of benefits, and work to address compression moving forward. Step one, placing employees along the scale according to years of service. Step two, applying additional cost for benefits. And step three, placing employees on a step schedule. Okay, now let's take a closer look at each step. So the big question here is, how do we know where employees' salaries need to be? So what we would do is go through each grade, identify the monetary equivalent of each year of service in that position using the following equation. We'll take the maximum of the grade, subtract from that the minimum of the grade, and divide that number by however long we need the career to be for us to determine the yearly value. In this example, we use 30. Which represents 30 years of service. Once the number is identified, we would multiply it by the number of years that an employee has been in that position. Then we would add that to the minimum of that grade to determine where the salary should be. For example, grade 59, the maximum is 36,519. The minimum is 24,738. The difference is 11,781. And if we divide by that 30, we get 392, and that's per year of service. An example for this, because that is a lot. Yes, sir.
Ms. HR, where did you get these numbers from? How did you come up with these numbers? Because, you know, a person will want to start at $24,000 and work 30 years and make $36,000. They'd still be in property.
So these are the numbers from our current salary schedule.
When was that last updated?
I want to say it was 2002.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? Right there, we're still in inflation. You know, we're going by in 2023 a pay scale that was implemented in 2020 years ago. Now, how can we keep up with inflation?
So they have been getting a cost of living increase, which is designed to help inflation. It does not keep up with it. I am on your side with this, but as you see, we cannot afford a 17-cent tax increase. So right. Please let's finish this and then we'll go. Because I got you.
Get my back, Commissioner White.
I do, but I can't vote for 17-cent tax increase. I got to be able to live in my house.
Yeah, let's hear the whole piece because I think it's going to come together. But you make a great point.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So in this example, we have employee A whose position falls on grade 59. This employee has 15 years of service in their current position and their current salary is $26,800. Taking the equation that we discussed in the last slide, we identified each year represents $392.70. We multiply that by the employee's years in their current position, which in this case is 15, and we get 58,90.50. We would add that to the minimum of grade 59, and we would get $30,628.50, which is where we would adjust employees A salary to based on their years of experience. By doing this, we give the employees credit for the years of service, or not years of experience, years of service, thus moving away from the compression that currently exists. And of course, we would do this for all employees, not just employee A. Any questions?
So each year we would be, they would get an increase in pay.
Depending on what step schedule you all would want to implement. It could be annually. It could be every 2 years, every 3 years, every 5 years, 100%.
Wouldn't, you know, I understand basic step systems, mm-hmm. right? But it still doesn't factor in the employee's performance. So if we're going to do something like this, wouldn't we want to have some kind of evaluation?
Yes, you would want an evaluation, absolutely. Attach it to salary, no. I'll speak up for everybody on that side of the hall, no.
Well, let me just play the devil's advocate. So I'm an employee.
Yep.
Two employees been in the same job, same amount of time. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets the same step increase. I'm doing a bang-up job. That employee's doing a basic job. But we're going to make the same amount of money. Mm-hmm.
And so then what you're going to do is create compression at the
end. But I would want that. I would want to be able to, everybody should be, you know, valued on the performance they give. And the only way to value them is to increase their salary. Because that's the only impact we have. Saying, nice job, pat you on the back. They don't buy no groceries.
So you're basically saying the guy that gets the better evaluation gets the pay increase. And the guy that doesn't get the outstanding evaluation either doesn't get one or gets much less, but he could have 12 years on. The other guy could have 8 years on. Now you're creating a compression issue.
No, that's my example. My example was we do this for every employee, right? So if two employees have the same amount of time, John, they're going to get the same increase.
Yeah, but I don't think we're going to run into a situation where we got numerous employees with the same amount of time. Is that correct, county manager, or not? I mean, I I don't keep track of this, so I don't know. I sit here and say to myself, you got a different amount of time for different amount of people.
So here's where you're going to get yourself in trouble, is that a director, any director, let's not use any names. A director has two employees, correct?
Correct.
Same me job. And Juan are good friends, and me and Courtney, she's all right. She works just as hard as Juan, but I'm not really friends with Courtney. Guess who's going to get the better evaluation? And guess who's going to get a raise every single year? And that's why, like, a step system takes that all the way off the table. And it does not attach us back to one thing, because that is what you're saying, puts everything on one specific person at each department, and it can come bite you in the tail.
I hear that comment. I do understand it. But at the same time, you don't legislate around people doing the wrong thing. There are ways to control that by having measurable, attainable goals. And either person made that goal and you can justify giving them a certain increase or you didn't. You have to remove the subjectivity as much as possible out of that. But the downside of it is, if you don't do that, what is the real incentive for me to do more than enough to get by? Because I'm going to get the other no matter what I do. And so I'm over here doing just enough and somebody else in the department working their tail off. That's a problem for me. It would be for me as an employee.
And I think that's where you came from. A private sector and a public sector is very different. And that's where we'll have to disagree.
But there's some ways I believe that public sectors do deal with it, because they say if you have a evaluation that's less than satisfactory, you don't get anything. You don't automatically get it if your performance is not at a certain level,
right?
Meet the standard.
Yeah.
Now, maybe that's way, but it just needs to be something that values performance, you know. But this is a more basic thing that we're dealing with, okay? So my question was just that to consider.
Yes, right? Sir. And this outline is basically accounting for longevity.
Yes.
Like giving
that's
credit
it, that's
for.
That's all it addresses. Nothing
yes.
to do with performance.
So, yes,
right.
sir.
And that's a first step.
Yes, sir.
I agree. Continue.
That's great. I'm sorry.
Just for the record, I gave you a higher evaluation.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Just for the record, hey, Ms. HR, come from the state side with DOT. They done the par, but then nobody get no money, you know, because it was too much favoritism going on, like Commissioner White said, because we play golf together. And the other guys that didn't play didn't get none, and the other one didn't get none. That's why they had to eliminate getting money for evaluations.
And that's why performance goes down.
Yeah.
All righty. So as we discussed last time, we must account for the cost of benefits as they are tied to salaries, and that's roughly 30% of total cost.
Big number.
Yes, it is.
Big number.
Mm-hmm. And it matters. It really does. So step three, placing employees on a step schedule to avoid compression going forward. Basically, what we would do is give salary increases that amount to monetary value of 1 year of service, as discussed earlier, in a position on a 2 or 3 year basis. That's what these examples are based off of. Example or employee A from our last example has 15 years of service. Their position falls on grade 59. Their salary was adjusted to $30,628.50. If the step system implemented gave increases every 3 years, then in 3 years they would receive $1,178.10, which is 392 times three. Employee B is a bit different. This employee has 4 years of service. Their position also falls on grade 59. However, their current salary falls above the identified rate based on the employee's service in their position. This would happen if an employee is hired above the minimum, or if they receive raises throughout the year outside of cost of living. If the step system implemented gave increases every 3 years, then in 2 years, they would receive a 785.4 $1,000 increase, which is the 392 times 2 years.
Let me make sure I understand what you just said. If they received increases outside of the norm, which would be the cost of living, what would that be?
If,
other than a reclassification or something, or
if they attained a certification, or
we do that now.
Yes,
we do.
Yes.
Okay.
Let me think if there's any other reason an employee would receive a raise other than a reclassification. That's it. Yep, just those two.
And that's fairly infrequent.
Fairly infrequent. However, we'll find that this example is more common. Then fairly infrequent due to DSS and their special situation. But nonetheless, it's still workable. We can still address it. So the reason employee A would get credit for 3 years and employee B would only get credit for two is the three-year schedule. When we identify where their salary should land, they get credit for that first of the 3 years if they have 4 years of service. If they get an increase at 3 years, at 6 years, at 9 years, they've already made it into that second schedule. So the system does not fully address compression, as some salaries are much higher due to different types of adjustments. All right, our hybrid implementation. Is our recommendation that if we move forward with the across the board salary adjustments, that we utilize a hybrid system that would include raising the minimum salary and implementing a step system. In our most recent analysis, we learned that this system would be more cost effective. Talk about our difference in methodology. So before we look at the cost for the implementation and the cost savings, let's review the difference in how we kind of looked at numbers last time and how we're looking at them this time. So it all comes down to how we want to address compression. Originally, we calculated years of service in a position and added that monetary value to their current salary, which essentially puts salaries all over the ranges. Because, of course, as we know, some salaries are higher than what they would have been if they would have stayed on a step. And then adding those years on top of that really kind of, in some cases, really blew them out of the park, which is why that big price tag was a part of that. In this system, we locate where the salary should be on each scale. We place them there. There will be no reductions. We would, for anyone who is above, they would just remain where they're at. Then place them on a step schedule so that, how do I fix that? Okay. Then we would place them on a step schedule so that salaries continue to increase with each year that they remain in their position. But of course, the schedule allows for increases to happen at different times. Like, let's say we were to implement the system this year, we would not go about giving every single employee an increase in 2 years, because how does that address compression? But if we have an employee who's on year five and we have an employee who's on year six, the employee on year five would have to wait 1 year. The employee who's on year six would have to wait 2 years to receive their increase, just to kind of keep them on that step, because we're giving them credit for the 1 year.
I'm real confused now.
I missed that point though. That's a critical point. Just couldn't go over that one time.
So if we, let's say we do 2 years, employees would receive an increase after year two, after year four, after year six. If we are adjusting their salaries based on how many years they have now, let's say we have someone who has 5 years in service, we give them their 5 years credit. So we've already given them credit for that first year between year four increase and year six increase. So in 1 year, they'll get the other half and then continue on their 2 years after that.
Okay. You couldn't have everybody just when you get it, the process starts over again and it's 2 years?
Well, yeah, essentially that's what it is. It's just every 2 year schedule, but to make it make sense, we kind of have to look at it as a 2, 4, 6 when we're adjusting them. So like that 15 year person, yes, it's every 2 years. So they would receive it at year 16, right? But it's still every 2 years.
Or they would receive what they've earned through year 14. And then in 2 years, they get the next. That puts everybody on the same schedule.
Right? Yeah.
So you don't have to do that variation piece.
Sure. Yeah.
By the principal, 1 year.
If we do it that way, they'd have to wait another year before they receive anything.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Have we looked at positions right here? You're looking at 5.11% increase, or 13% increase.
Mm-hmm.
Have we looked at where we could eliminate that by with different positions, not filling?
So right now they are looking at budgets. I'm not a part of the budget committee.
You're not?
No, so, I'm not.
So right now, so I can tell you, Commissioner Robertson, that our approach, I encourage and expect department heads to look at whether or not a position is needed when it becomes vacant. Just because you have a position and someone leaves, someone retires, resigns, it's not a guarantee that it absolutely needs to be filled. That's something that we assess on a case-by-case basis. So that's done, again, all the time. Again, somebody leaves, the position is vacant. You take a look at, is this position absolutely critical to the organization? Not just filling it just because we have it, but does it need to be filled?
And or if it just needs- leaving it in the budget.
Or just leave it in the budget.
Right. That's the part we get hammered on.
What?
Right.
We decided early on that we didn't need it because it was never filled. We eliminate it from there.
Correct. So no. If we feel, if we have determined that a position is no longer needed going forward, it would be, we would discuss it in budget. And I would say it's my recommendation that we don't budget for this because this is not a necessary component of this department.
We haven't consistently done in the past.
Yes, sir.
That's the problem. We carry over positions that were never filled because they were just there and they're in our budget. And that confuses us as we then work through that where we stand month to month.
And so, Commissioner Wilson, that's why these numbers here wouldn't be really accurate. When that point in time comes, we can take a look at those numbers and take a look at these and see what we need to do from there.
Yeah, it would help us.
Right, sure.
It would decrease, exactly. That's what he's saying.
Right.
This is built on everybody.
Right.
Right. And it would be starting out, right?
Right.
But that's not the necessary staff that we may go forward with or positions, right?
It's a combination of things that we need to really look at. That's my
point. We're doing a lot of
before, you know, and Ms. HR, this is great information.
Mm-hmm.
But once we compile our other elements with this information, and then we can collectively draw everything together and see what decision the board need to make.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right.
Right.
How many employees are going to be affected? And I asked this question last night for Juan. How many employees are going to be affected with an increase in pay?
Four.
If
if we don't change our schedule now, or if we change our schedule.
Okay, so I have several questions. One,
okay.
One of them would be up to us. Do you want a every year step scale? Do you want every 2 years, 3 years, 5 years? Because I think for us to move on this, we're going to have to decide on some stuff and then push it back to them to give us these step scales for every pay grade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because what I got confused on is when you said you're not going to do it all at once, which is what we're going to have to do in order to make this right for everybody across the board. We're going to have to look at it and we're going to have to suggest, yes, we can afford this year. No, we cannot. Right. So because then I don't know why we were saying we'll give this person that. No, this would be all across the board.
Okay.
This is what we believe in. This is what we're saying. We value our people. Mm-hmm. So it's not like every year. And then depending on what scale we suggest, whether it's 1 year or 2 year, mm-hmm. every year or every two, whatever the scale is, mm-hmm. when you hit that, you get an increase in pay, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So if you looked at yearly, if you implemented a step scale for every year, how many employees would it affect tomorrow? And I'm asking that because that goes back to his original point. It's somebody's making 20, they make lower than 24,000, but if 24,000, if we implemented this tomorrow, how many people are going to make above, are going to get a step increase?
Okay, so if we did that step one, on our current schedule.
Yes.
About 19 employees.
Only 19 are going to get an increase in pay?
Yes. And again, that is the big influence on that is majority of the employees that fall on our salary schedule, the main one, well, not the main one, but the salaried ones, non-law enforcement, our social work or social services employees, which their salaries are much higher than the salaries on our schedule because of there was some increases that had been given over the years because we had a system in place or a reporting procedure in place that was incorrect. And we identified that it was incorrect and we did not have to give increases and their salaries are higher due to that.
So they would actually be frozen. So in
essentially, yes.
So let me go back because you said 285 employees to 190, right?
So that's 185 across the board. This only affects about 120 because the 185 includes law enforcement. It includes EMS, and they are not on this schedule.
Which is a different question I have because they would need to. You need to lump everybody back, give them the pay grades, right? Like, I know we broke them out, and I keep saying, like, we create this chaos over on the side. So if you put them on the respective pay grade that you want, instead of breaking people out, then you have one clean pay grade for every employee. And we're not having this conversation that it doesn't depend on this one or this one or this. But okay, so out of 100, so how many employees does that mean? If you take out non-law enforcement and EMS and social workers now, how many employees?
Well, I have not broken out the social workers. I just accounted for everybody, or social service employees. I just accounted for everyone that falls on our schedule. So I do not have that number, unfortunately. But only
20 people would get an increase in pay.
Out of 120 that are on our salary schedule.
And nobody on this side thinks that sounds crazy.
I do.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we hear this clearly.
But there's other things that I think sound really crazy that I'm not going to speak about in open session.
So, and I can't say anybody's names in here, but he's saying that Robertson is saying that people are making lower than 24,000, I guess. What's 59? Is 59 our lowest one?
54 is our lowest grade. 54. That has a position.
What is 54's starting salary?
Give me one second. I can pull that up.
That's okay. Here's a different question.
I can pull it. I'm so sorry.
That's
an
easier question.
Up.
How many employees are brand new in Bertie County? With no years of experience? Maybe that's the easiest question.
And you're talking brand new within the last year?
Yes.
It started zero.
That fall on this schedule, maybe like 10.
So those 10 have to be included in your 20, right?
No, because they're still on their in their probation period. So they're set to get an increase to the minimum, which would put them right at.
So, my question was tomorrow if we implement it. Okay, so next year though, it would be 30 people because if you implement it next year, they would go have a year of experience and go.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, that depends though, right? It depends on where they start.
It should not because if they started at year 15 and they got a full year of service, they're now on year 16 and they should get an increase in pay.
If we did it annually, like if we did it every year, then yes.
Oh, talking about, okay, not an adjustment, but just the step, putting them on the step is what you're
saying. I'm saying if we all, that's the whole conversation of this is if everybody went on the step.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I asked that question about if you made it simple, just say, every single employee, every single grade, right, that we're talking about here is going to be evaluated now, right? And we're going to make that adjustment. But we then decide that it's going to be every cycle. What if the cycle is 2 years? Mm-hmm. Then it's everybody's on that 2-year cycle, mm-hmm. right? Not where you failed. You got your initial adjustment, mm-hmm. and now you're on a 2-year step basis, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That's as simple as we needed to make. And what is that? and what would it cost us? New employees coming in, because they do get an adjustment, right? Mm-hmm. Once they got that adjustment, everybody's still on that two-year cycle whenever it comes up. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to deal with the rest of it. Just make it very simple. What would that cost us? And then we can say, do we adjust it down or up based on whatever other criteria? That would be the starting point, wouldn't it not?
Yeah, so my ask is if they could give you what it looks like for employees that if you did one-year steps.
Mm-hmm. Or two,
if whatever. You did two, no, that's what I'm saying. Yes. We need to send them this, and then they bring it back to us so we can see the how much it's going to affect us.
Are we talking about that consistency of everybody every getting evaluated, year? And then what would the steps look like in terms of what that would mean to us? Is that right? Everybody still get evaluated. If you did a one-year step, everybody still has to get initial adjustment.
And that's
correct. What happens a year later.
Then that's correct. Yes. Right. So that's what I was saying. Or if you did 2 year or 5 year, like those would be the steps, like 0 to 5, 6 to 10, like however we decide it needs to look. But they need to look at every single employee, which I thought we were doing. And you could say, this is how much it affects our budget. I guess I was incorrect that we weren't going to do that though. And so then it comes to us to say, we can eat this time, because this is the one time it's going to affect us this 1 year. And then every year afterward, we would just take a little hit.
So let's talk about what happens beyond the people that we control in here. Because what you're mentioning is it's law enforcement. You mentioned DSS, right? So how do we deal with that? Could we do the very same thing that we've done for those people that we're doing here with everybody else? Where's your grade? What do you fall in that grade? Adjust, and you would then be on the same scale. Now, it's a bigger picture. It's a bigger number. Mm-hmm. Ain't no doubt about that, mm-hmm. right? But at least we need to know that, because we can then exclude a group if we had to or needed to, law enforcement or whatever, like we have now. Yep. But we had to know what the impact
sure.
is. I would love to have everybody on the same scale, Mike, but if we put all of those other folks in, what does that do to us? I don't know what impact.
When I say the same scale, I don't. No.
I mean, in the same plan.
It's not one big pay grade 59.
No.
What I'm saying is, like, you look at the sheriff's department,
yeah,
EMS, different those different ones, and you find where their salaries go on which pay grade, and then that is their new pay grade.
Yes.
Instead of having a standalone.
That's exactly what I'm saying, but that enlarges the pool of people.
Mm-hmm.
Thereby enlarges to what the cost of it is going to be.
I think if you do everybody except the standalone people, you're going to have a different issue.
You would. No question.
Which is
well, we need to see them both. Yeah. Is the point,
My point is this. No. Should nobody work for the county on the $15 an hour? You know, it's ridiculous. You pay a person $10, $11, $12 an hour, and they call themselves a county employee.
Around that counts as $1.9 million.
But it's where that Commissioner Weston, we can work through different things to try to get there. You know, the school board, which we funds the school budget, and I'm so proud.
We don't fund the whole school budget. So let me just, because that's been said twice.
Now. I'm so $3 million, proud to have White.
$3 million is not the full school budget. Yeah. So I just want to clarify.
I have my
that.
Dear Commissioner.
Yeah, you got federal state funds also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's talking about our share.
Okay.
Yeah. I have my dear friend, Commissioner White, with me. It's more than a pleasure. But he doesn't pay any employees. And he's HR, man. He doesn't pay any of his employees on the $15 an hour. I'm telling the person sweep the floor, you know, wash the windows, anything they may need done. I don't think the county should do the same.
Well, let me ask you a question, Mr. White. Aren't those salaries exactly. set by the state?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Right. And so that money run does not come out of
exactly.
this county.
They get state funds. The majority of right. federal
they get
federal
right. funds. I know they get money from the.
But the state has set the price of what yes. those people are being paid.
Yeah, I understand that because, you know, I'm a former school board member, but we need to do better for our
yes, employees. And the question is, how do we get there, right? And how much can we absorb in doing it? The point I was making, if we're going to do it kind of the simple way I just suggested, right? But then that's just the employees that you were talking about here, Courtney, that you had to answer, right? Mm-hmm. But then, Ron's point, We should look at what it would cost if we did that to everybody, right? Then we'd have this two valuations. We know one is going to be less. We know those are going to be much larger, but we still need to know that, because the ultimate goal would be at some point to consolidate that, right, Mike? On one system, right? It covers all grades for everybody who gets paid by us.
Right? I'm confused on how we've made it as hard as this is today. I'm really confused. I'll be happy to sit. Come call me. I'll be happy to come sit. I'll take a day off of work. I'll sit with you and we can do it together.
Yes.
One of the reasons that EMS is separate, they're hourly.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that is one major difference. Not that you can convert an hourly rate.
That's what I'm saying, but it's not.
But they're not salary. They are hourly.
That's correct.
So it's a little bit different.
It's not. And I say that because the school system, although it's hourly, like salary, it's the same pay grade. You just take and divide it by the wonderful 37.5.
Well, they're 40. They are 40 because they're 24-hour operating.
I was going to say, which goes back to my argument, and I appreciate y'all for saying that. Yeah, that's what we've done evidently in the past somewhere around here. So, one more argument that everybody should be on 40 hours a week.
Sarcastic, right?
I know you are. I'm not.
This does not have to be as complicated as we're trying to make it. If we stick to the original thing you said, where do people stand against their grade, and then decide on what it would look like at 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, right? That's not hard to do.
No, it's not.
We need that first. Then it would be nice to have to look at those other departments not included in here, convert them so we could eventually get to one scale. That's another piece. Doesn't have to take place right now necessarily, right? But we need this first piece. And then we can determine what it would be for 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. That would be progress, significant progress. And could allow us to determine, is that going to be 2.14 cents or if that's going to be 5.11 cents or whatever?
So this number is just the implementation.
I understand.
And then every year, I'm just kind of based off of what the math, it's only going to be a fraction of that to make that annual increase.
That is correct. Right, that's correct.
That is correct. That's what we understand, and that's what we have to decide on.
Right.
Let's take, everybody would love to take the big step, but let's take the initial step that will get us somewhere, because then the next step is only incremental compared to this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a different decision.
Okay, so just a follow up, recap before we move on to the next thing. So we all understand this is, I think what you all are asking is that we go back, take a look at including everyone, law enforcement as well as EMS, into these figures.
No. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm confused on this even more now, because this is not anything I'm talking about. Yes. I'm not talking about changing the starting salary of anything.
Well,
That's how we got started. But that's correct. But the whole salary schedule, I'm just saying, present that as is, what we already have in pay grades, so we can see who and how much it will cost us to give people increases in pay who have been here a long time. I have an issue with people working here 20 years and you never getting an increase in pay. That is wrong.
Well,
that's
they do
why
get
people don't
pay.
Want to stay here. They get a cost of living,
right,
which is
right.
Not an increase in pay. That's a cost of living increase. Two very different things.
But I mean, it affects the overall salary.
Yeah, but we started out talking about how do we get current employees into the STEP system? And what was presented to us was a way to do that by looking at their current salary and where they fell within their existing range and years of service and adjust them. And what would be the cost of that?
Okay.
That's step one. So this has nothing to do with the other piece of what we're trying to get to, whatever dollar.
Okay.
This is the initial
current scale.
Yes. Current employees in the current scale, adjust them so we know what the cost of that would be implementing that. Right.
We have that.
That's about $50,000. with the benefits.
That's included. Not been said at all today. In all of that conversation, that was not mentioned.
Yeah, yes, sir, it was not. And the reason for that was because what I was doing is comparing the new implementation to the same process or figures that we had in our last discussion, which was the 11, 12, and the 15. So yes, we have taken a look at what it would do for the current one. And I do have those numbers ready in case we wanted to talk about it. But all of this was just as a carryover from our last discussion. It was just continuing that. So I do apologize for that.
Okay. So for $50,000, we can give everybody a step and put people on the correct steps. It's only going to cost $50,000.
About 20 employees.
I still think that's, I'm on the struggle bus with that.
Yes, sir.
And so I understand, you know, the picture that paints. So pretty much what it really says is majority of our employees are where they're supposed to be on our current schedule.
Or above.
Because as we know, it's been years since our schedule has been updated.
Right.
But over the years, there have been increases. Been cost of living, there have been impacts to salaries for most employees, employees.
So the cost of living, and now that makes more sense to me what you were saying. When y'all did cost of living, you didn't increase the salaries.
The scale. No, we did not.
No, that stayed the same.
We just gave them a 3% or whatever they were, a 2%, whatever we gave them.
So that is why.
It makes much more sense.
That's only why.
Thank you.
So it was not inflation never mind. I apologize to you.
No problem.
So yeah, so when we
the
scale has not been adjusted in years,
right.
It hasn't been adjusted in years, even including cost of living, because the scale wasn't impacted by that, employee salary.
Their salary was impacted by cost of living.
Absolutely.
We gave them an adjustment, but we did not change the scale. So we only did half the job. So the question is, what does it take now? Do we want to do just a flat adjustment of salary and then at a later date look at the scale? Or do we include the scale work in this? That makes it huge if you're talking about doing the scale. That's why I say let's start with a simple process first to do that piece, even if it's 50. And then we have to still decide, is it a one-year step? Is it a two-year step? It's whatever, right? And then if we want to go back and adjust the ranges of those grades, that's another process we do. But we can't do all of this at once, right? Can't do it all at once. You can't. So we got to be methodical about how we do it. Right?
Yes, sir.
What's the average? What's the average time that it takes someone from entry level to reach the range of $15 an hour?
Depends on the grade.
Depends on the grade. Mm-hmm. How effective are the grade changes? I mean, how often do you experience grade changes?
Well, so when I say grade, I mean, like, if someone's hired in a position that's on grade 54, if they're hired in a position that's on grade 55, all of those grades have different starting salaries. So I think last time we saw that, I think it was grade 56 was the closest thing to a $15 an hour starting salary. So that's no time, right? But if you go down to, like, grade 54, if we receive a 2% cost of living increase on a starting salary of $21,000, $15 an hour is what, $29,500? So that with the 2% cost of living increase, that's several years before they make it to $15 an hour.
John, I'll share this with you and my audience. $24,000 a year. Commissioner White, you are in property. Why would a person want to work and make property pay?
Here's a different question to them. Are we given year? So I know we talked about issues we had in a different area. Okay. So are they getting year for year? Like, even if they transfer grades, are we still giving them the years of experience?
So if an employee is promoted, like from grade 55 to 56, is that what you're asking?
Kind of. Or if they went from 59 to 54.
If you okay, know, yes.
Still so, given the years of experience from working in the county.
So our policy does outline how we would address both. So if you were to get a promotion is what it's called when you move upward on the salary schedule, you get a 5% increase. And that's just what the policy outlines. However, depending on the individual, the position, if they have experience or qualifications that they would like the county manager to consider to give them possibly more credit than 5%, that is something that is considered. And the same with if an employee moves down on the salary schedule, the policy calls that a demotion. And basically what would happen is that individual would move to the hiring rate, depending on, or not the hiring, the minimum, depending on how much relevant experience that they have in education that applies to their new position. So it's not like a set answer.
And I think that's where I'm really weary with some of the things. And Juan, I have talked about this, because with a step schedule, a clear cut step schedule, regardless if it's only given 10 people raises or not at this point, it is very clear and effective that y'all are it's taking guesswork out, because sometimes I think y'all have a process, but it looks like you might be guessing or could be playing favorites on this one or that one. And if there's years of experience, if I have 19 years of experience and I was on pay grade 59, even if I take a job at pay grade 52, I should be getting 19 years of experience there.
So, okay. So you're looking at a step system for years of service, not step system in a position.
No. And that's, well, so every pay grade should have a step system, years of service, right?
That's
so I do not believe that if I was a, it's hard for me not to name names or things, but if I worked in the water department for 15 years and I was a great, all my things say I was great, right? But then HR came available. You would need an assistant all of a sudden. And I was great there for 19 years and I applied to be your assistant. If you're going to take me down, even if it's a higher pay grade, if you're going to take me down to 0 years of experience, I'm never applying for that job and I'm never going to move up. I should get the same pay grade that you're going to hire me on, even if it's up, I should come to 19 years of experience and get it, even though I don't have that years of experience as HR assistant.
What if you fall into a situation where you have, let's say, an assistant level and a director level, right? Let's say the director started 2 years and someone was promoted to the assistant with 19 years. Now, let's say it's my assistant.
I knew you wanted that. That's what I figured. In theory, I'd give it to you.
Yeah. So let's say my assistant is coming from the water department. They have 19 years. They're going to be making a whole lot more than I'm going to be making because I've only been here for, let's say, a year and a half, and they've been with the county for 19 years, but I'm the director and they're my assistant.
And that could happen.
Okay.
You're not going to be on the same pay grade as.
Right.
Not me as an assistant for you either.
But they overlap in some cases, depending on how many years.
So we had that argument. Ron and I had that argument about something else. And it's been stated that no person wants the subordinate to make more than them. But we know in this county that occurs.
Okay. It's just like this.
Happens everywhere.
It's right. Like yes, it does.
It doesn't happen here. It happens with every county, every company.
We have a person, we have a lady works at sheriff's office.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Has 12 years on the job.
Mm-hmm.
Moved over to another section in the sheriff, and well, moved from communication to sheriff's office, making $24 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And got 12 years with the county, I will quit because it's no fair.
I want
same focus, thing Commissioner White just said.
I want to focus on solutions. We're talking about problems, but here's a solution, maybe. We're talking about $15 an hour. Why wouldn't we now start at looking at every grade and start that grade at $15 an hour?
Every grade?
Every single grade. Because if that's what you want, we need to know that. So we said, if that's the ultimate goal, start at 15th grade, adjust every single grade based on that. So if grade 50, what you said, 55?
55.
If that starts at 15, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the starting place for the lowest grade you got.
Mm-hmm.
And you adjust upward in the scale. Now, what does it mean? Because that's the only way for us to really know what it's going to cost us to get to. Is that the 1.9?
Yes, okay. That's the 1.9.
1.9 million, right? So, but then at least we know.
Hold on. That's not exactly the 1.9 million. Because in your 1.9 million, you inflated everybody up, correct? Even the 50, 60 and above, you inflated them at the same rights.
So we address the compression.
But he's saying,
no, I'm not going to address the compression. No, I'm not. I'm saying you do it the same way for every employee because you have to, or that's the only way to take the unfairness out of it. It's the only way. Now, I know it's a big number, but at least that gives some consistency, right? And then we say, well, if we can't, obviously, can't afford that. So then how do we scale it back? What is the same thing then to, if we don't do 15, do we do 12? I mean, 14, do we do 13? That's what the ultimate goal is here, right? And then, you know, the step piece is easy because you've given us an example of how to do that, right? So the point is, what do we want to get to?
Can you repeat your request again? Because I thought we did
that. Yes. So this does show the $11 minimum, $12 minimum, and the $15 minimum option.
Okay. So that includes the step pieces.
This is just implementation. So you'd like to see those numbers, the step numbers for 11, 12, and 15 as well?
If you're telling me that the $12 an hour is going to cost us a little over 5 cents, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
That includes the implementation and moving everybody into that adjusted range.
Yes. Now, this does not include next year and what the increase would look like for that step for the next year and annually.
Well, no. Well, what I'm saying is that it wouldn't be annual because we did it now.
Okay.
Then when we do it, depends what we said. Is it annual? Mm-hmm. Is it 2 years? If it's 3 years?
Yes, sir.
Right? So we can handle that part.
Yes, sir.
We just need to know what it is to start it.
Yes, sir. That's
so that's it.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So two things. One, just to be funny. Ron Robertson sounds better when Ron Wesson says it than you, don't it?
That's right. That's right. All right. Long, we get it. It don't matter who said it.
That's what I'm busting out laughing because he just said what you've been fussing about for 2 months.
Long, no. We get it done.
All right. The second thing, the thing I do have a series, is that even if you did it this year, if you said, like, I wish we had a chart because it would make it much more easier. But even if you calibrated everybody's steps this year, if you did 2 years time, you could still be doing this every year for people because people didn't start the same year.
Right.
Exactly. So like if right. I'm yes. if you recalibrated this year for me right. and I fell on 15 years, right? You're going to give me my step to 15 to 14 because
yes.
you know, and then at 16 I would get an increase again.
Right.
So at 16 you're going to always have every year you're gonna have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Well, everybody in here saying yes. And said
you right.
Yes.
Just answer one question for me. That depends on what you said as your policy. If you say we're gonna do the full adjustment for every person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the next consideration is 2 years from mm-hmm. now.
So you're not doing a step scale at that point.
Yeah, you started at 2 years.
No.
What's the difference between starting 1 year and starting 2 years, other than the time lapse?
But because of when I actually started. Okay, listen. You started last year. I start this year. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You started 15 years ago. I started 14 years ago.
Get that, Mike.
Okay?
You're going to adjust all of us in that first adjustment.
That's right. So you go up to 15 years now of making money. I go up to 14 years now of making money. Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
We both starting over again, is what I'm saying. From that point, because we both got under adjustment, and now the cycle is every 2 years, so you don't have
but
to screw around.
But it's not a cycle; it is
it's almost like a schedule.
It's a step schedule. Yes. But so, like at 16, so we're saying 14, 15 is one pay, 16, 17 is another pay. So then next year you come around. How many years you're at 15? How many years of employment do you have now?
Right. It's at added 15, It's added 1 year.
This, which is now 16. And on our step schedule, 16 is an increase in pay. So you now get an increase in pay, which is fine if you want to do it. I just want you to understand that just because you fixed it 1 year doesn't mean you're not going to pay some more next year. Unless what you're saying is we're going to decide as county commissioners how often we give raises. Now, if that's what you're saying, that's different. But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you look at a step schedule, whether it's every 2 years, 10 years.
I'm going to say it once and I'll be done with it. What I'm saying is that once we do the adjustment, the first step for everyone to be considered is 2 years. And then from there, the first time to be considered.
So if you're, just to be clear, from that example, 15 years of experience, 14 years of experience.
Right.
So that person with 15 years of experience, they're not going to get another step until 17 years. And that 14
isn't correct.
They're going to get 16. It at 16.
That's correct.
And
it just simplifies the process.
Let me just ask, plays devil's advocate real quick, okay? And that tax increase is how much?
Which one are you referring to? The $15?
Yeah, because that's what they're
shooting. Almost 14 cents.
Yeah, I'm shooting for the one in the middle.
Oh, you shoot
5.1. That's what I'm saying. We can't do the other people. Okay. So this is you got something realistic.
Okay. We got a lot of irons in the fire. With a lot of other things that could be happening to us also. Everybody sitting here is talking about these pay increases and this, that, and that. But start taking that into consideration because you could be talking 20-something cents. And that's enough cents I got to say on that.
The benefit of doing this before budget time and reaching some consensus around how we're going to look at it, right? But the implementation would be based on what can we afford when we do budget. But we need to know what those costs are to do it. You have three different models here.
Yes,
I would say the one that's $15 an hour, we know we cannot do $1.9 million. We'd love to. I sure as heck would, right? Can we do 5 cents or can we do 2.4? That depends on the amount of funds that we can have available to us come budget time. So, you know, we can say we'd like to do all we want to do, but do we have the money to do it? So the reason of doing this exercise is to tell us the cost so we can apply what we can afford to apply, right? So that's why I said, let's keep it simple. Now, whether you might want to do it every year and do those, I don't care, whatever. But let's know what the cost is. And then what, and I like these stages. One, option two, then let's do what we have. One, when you're working on your budget, we're going to be trying to decrease spending as much as we can, cut out things that we can't, you know, we don't need.
Right.
Whatever that amount is, you're going to come back to us with a recommendation as to what fits in this, right? You're going to need to see this to know what to offer.
So, county manager, you've got a crystal ball also, correct?
No, not exactly.
To predict all the way to November.
Not exactly.
Okay, just checking.
So what is our turnover rate in general?
In general, I think we probably, since I've been here, we hired maybe about around 15 people a year. We probably let go around the same amount, 15, 20. And not let go, but people have left the county about 15, 20. That includes retirees, too. So
that's yearly.
Yes. Now, last year, there was a lot going on. So that was a little bit higher, but generally speaking.
So, and the reason I was asking this, going back to the question I asked earlier, why couldn't we come up with some kind of plan to put in place that we have entry-level people at a position in about 5 years that they could be at $15 an hour? Then we don't have to worry about it. Everybody else just get a regular cost of living increase. But I think our goal should be to get entry-level people at a certain goal. But they have to show that commitment. They have to show some kind of form of consistency, you know, if that makes sense. And that way we stop having such a high turnover, and it'll be something that we can effectively figure in our budget annually. And once we reach that goal, because we'll have less turnover, we won't have to face that issue often. You know, I'm just throwing it out there. Something to think about. set a goal of some kind of 5-year period where you can generate, get into a pay scale where you make $15 an hour. And you do something like no write-ups, certain period of time or something. You know, you want to be rewarding, but you also don't want to reward bad behavior in the business. Well, that makes sense.
So, yeah, and that's basically the only way I see this thing work.
Question for you, Kurt. So if we did that with people who were new, right? Mm-hmm. Then over that 5-year period, whatever period, they would then go up. But then they would be closer to the people who were not included in that, right? But they would have gotten, everybody would be getting cost of living. So they would be in, I hear what you're saying, but wouldn't that also be increasing some of the compression? Because now these people, they did great. They went up in that 5 years, but now they're closer to people who were already in that grade, but they haven't gone up as much. Could you, if you took, to your point, getting everybody to $15 is 14 cents, right?
Right.
What if you did that? Just say we're going to do that over 4 years.
Well,
spread it over 4 years.
The commissioner,
that's more palatable. I can tell you that.
Yeah. And just divide it by the number of years you're doing it every year.
Well, to get this more realistic to think about, considering what we have to face.
Commissioners, it's like this. It's just like this. That's a good start. You know, we don't have to go directly there, but we need to get there as soon as we can.
If we committed to a 3% over a period of 4 years.
Right. Or 3 years, you know.
12 years. Yeah. And that gets us close, but it doesn't get quite as there. Whatever it would be to get us there over a certain period of time. And just carve it out. Now, something could happen, you know. I mean, that's our plan. That would be our hope, our plan. And we would try our best to stick to that, you know. Does that get us anywhere, Mike?
Wherever you want to be.
No, I'm trying to get us to $15. Well, that was the ultimate thing.
Listen, you know what, guys? I think everybody's making a valid point here. You know, and I'm sitting back, but I'm sitting here looking at what we're looking up there and what we're looking at in the next 6 or 8 months and the different things that we're trying to do with the irons and the fires that could be catching on fire even worse than what we think. And we don't need to be out there making false promises. We don't need to be out there putting people at point that they're going to get this and we're going to be doing all these different things. We don't know what's going to happen in the next 6 months. And right now, if it is spread across 3 to 4 years, that would help out immensely. Okay. But right now is not the time to be guaranteed. Have a plan. Yeah. 3 to 4 years. That's more palatable. I think it's more palatable. Okay. Instead of just the lump. I just can't see this happening right now. Much as I wish it could.
If it's 13.93 cents and you divide that over 4 years, you're talking about, well, maybe something like that 5 years. 13.93 divided over five, there'll be an increase of 2.78% per year. That would get us there in 5 years. That's across the board for everybody.
And we're right? Typically given 2 to 3% cost of living anyhow.
That these numbers don't include EMS and law enforcement.
Right. I know.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. I know.
Now we're also gonna have other issues coming up.
That's what I keep saying.
Right.
Well, but, you know.
But you made a great point. You just said, listen to that. She just said that does not include cost of living, right?
No, she said it include EMS.
No. But you said it also didn't include cost of living, right? I mean, that this percent, 13.
Oh yeah, this is just to adjust everyone's salaries. That's what I said. This isn't included
over the 5 years. That would put you where you need to be if you want 2 to 3%. Okay.
What I'm saying is, what if we did away with cost of living increase and made it a structural increase?
Well, I think what you're going to have is people every year are going to want a cost of living. They have done that in the past.
But they'd be getting it in their salary, which is better. They'd be getting it in their – wouldn't that be better?
I don't know. It's tit for tat, as far as I'm concerned. It's tit for tat.
Yeah, so, Commissioner, it's tit for tat because 5 years, making $15 5 years from now, be just like now, making 11 and 12. 5 years from now.
Well, you take the 3.5 and you add – an additional couple of percent to it. to try to get to a true 15.
Yeah.
But you have to spread it, you know? I mean.
Yeah, you can spread it, man, but don't spread it too long. You'll be back in the same situation you're in now. Right, Commissioner White?
Uh-huh. That's why we've just talked ourselves in a big old circle. But I guess that's why I'm like, the steps are neat. Like what you're saying is take away the cost of living. If you actually put steps, a step system in place, your cost of living would go away, because I know every year I'm getting this increase in pay, or every 2 years I'm getting this, or every 5 years, whatever we decide would happen. So then you could take your cost of living and push it towards something else, right?
The problem is, Commissioner White, you do not know what's going to happen in the next 6 months. Okay. I
agree.
Okay. And that means everything's off the table if worse comes to worse.
And if you take cost of living off altogether, I mean, you really don't do much of anything, because even though you gave a person a grade, that still doesn't keep them where they should be. Cost of living is something that everybody should get. It's what you do on top of that that makes a difference.
Well, when I suggested that a while ago, y'all act like I was crazy because y'all were getting cost of living instead of steps.
Not me. So like, I've never said a word till now.
Maybe I am the slow one in this room.
Not me. I never said a word till now.
I'm confused as to, yes, do I think people need more money? Absolutely. But y'all, we've talked about so much to talk about nothing in this. So, like, I don't know what you want, don't want, but the step is... I guess I keep pushing for the steps because people know what they're going to get. But at the end of the day, if the money isn't going to be there, we can always freeze it. That's the beauty of this. Just like the state, if the state has a shortfall, guess what they do to teachers? We freeze their paychecks. You still get where you were at. Like, you don't get a step increase. Like, if you're 18, 2008, the state froze the teacher salaries for 8 years. 8 years, they didn't get a cost of increase, not a cost of an increase in pay. But I mean, if you want me to project the future, then I mean, I can't do that, and nobody can, and we're never going to give anybody any extra money. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know what we want, Courtney. I don't know what we want.
No, I think you know what we want. The problem is how we're going to get there and what we got. That's the problem. And we can't predict what the future is in the next 6 months.
And we have to start someplace. So if we simply try to adjust people where they are, that would at least be a start. Like what Courtney first introduced. Look at every salary. Adjust a person based on their experience, length of service, rather, in that job, and adjust them. That would at least put them in the right place. What we do beyond that is a separate decision. Because could we at least, you know, that gets us off the dime where people at least put in the right place and get rid of the compression. That's worth something.
So it doesn't get rid of the compression, right? So for the people who are above where they're supposed to be, majority of them have the same salary. And some of them have 6 years, some of them have 15 years, some of them have 1 year. So that doing that first step does not really adjust across the board compression. It does adjust some positions, right? It puts them where they need to be based on how many years they've been in the position. But as far as across the board compression, unfortunately.
Maybe I don't get that, because if you looked at every person in position to their grade, mm-hmm. and adjusted them by how many years of service they have, mm-hmm. that puts them where they should be.
Well, there are some people who are significantly above where they should be, and they're along, they're the same as people.
They would stay frozen where they are.
Right. So they would just stay frozen there until they got caught up, their years of experience got caught up.
But as far as like making that adjustment and adjusting all the compression now, that for those people who are above, there's still compression there. Like, there's probably a group of 15 employees who all have about the same salary, but they have service from 20 years to 5 years to 7 years to 2 years. So that's the compression piece I'm referring to. Now, as far as everybody else and for those who are below, absolutely, it would address it.
Okay. Kick this dog enough.
We have. So we need to at least give some direction. That's what next step we'd like Courtney and Juan to do. What is the next step we'd like?
See, I would like, let me just tell you what Michael White would like.
Yes.
A one step, a two step, and a five step increments for every pay grade. And the cost, it affects the district. Not the district, the county, sorry.
And that's every pay grade.
Every pay grade.
Correct.
Well, that one, two, and five.
One, two, and five. That's what I would like. So they can tell you what they want.
No,
they
I want the same exact thing so we can move on.
Let's give a good start. That's a good start.
I want the same exact thing so we can just move on.
Let's do that. All we need is a point to start. Let's do that.
And you know, I totally agree with Commissioner White on that. But at the same time, I like to see when you meet with your department heads, what vacancies and everything that they can do with them, you know, so that this can help.
Offset
the cost.
Okay. I would just like to get an idea of how many people that we're losing that's under $15. Just on annual basis. I'm not
mistaken.
Every time we lose
someone,
we've got to retry.
Exactly.
That's correct.
It's a cost.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you
for bearing with us.
Missing balance. That's a cost to the county. We need to constantly train people.
Well, that takes us, ladies and gentlemen, to the completion of our regular agenda. And we do have need to go into closed session on North Carolina General Statute 143.318.11(a)(4) and (6). Can I get a motion to that?
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Robinson, Commissioner Trinitz, the second. All those in favor of going into closed session, please say aye. All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Joe. Okay, great. So, gentlemen, we have finished all of the business on our agenda for today. Any other issues, or do I have a motion to adjourn?
A motion.
Sir.
Moved and properly second. Commissioner Trent and Robinson, all those in favor, adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you.